Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk about it's fixed, it's rigged. Well, you know what? It's been fixed and rigged for a long time. Come on now. We surely, the American people, realize that the deck politically and economically has been stacked against us for a very, very long time. In stacking the deck, the career politicians have to begin infringing upon your rights. They have to remove God and morality. They have to make you believe and trust in government. And they have to amend the constitutional laws to suit the now, you know. They have to find it necessary to perpetrate more laws, rules, and regulations to control you. It's not about endangered species. It's not about saving the environment. It's not about climate change. It's not about your safety. It's not about your health. It's about controlling you. The establishment is scared right now. They don't fear Donald Trump. They fear you. They fear we the people. If Hillary Clinton gets elected, the concerns we have about jobs and economy and health care and national security, neighborhood security, will not get better, but will decline even more rapidly. Your constitutional rights will be ignored. You know, the only time they have any affection for the Constitution or the Bill of Rights is when the criminals against you plead the Fifth. Criminals want you disarmed. Think about that when the politicians start talking gun control. Obamacare is coming down to one provider. I heard one of them say that last night, and I thought, They don't listen to CSC Talk Radio, I guess. That was the intention in the first place. Socialized medicine is what they want. Government-controlled health care. So we have Hillary Clinton's promise, that contract for America, which is the 8 points to useful idiots. And it's not pretty. Unless you love socialism, corporatism, and communism, unless you enjoy the free life of being controlled by a tyrannical government. Well, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver is my guest today. We are only days away from a huge election. Who becomes president is serious, but you, we the people, cannot sit and wait for any elected official to save you, to rescue your family. Now is the time for you to take action. This is more serious than many understand and know. The tyranny is more open and blatant. Their crimes they commit freely, blatantly, are against you. They will absolutely take everything you have if they can get away with it. So you must be prepared in case of the inevitable collapse. It's not a matter of if anymore. It's a matter of when. Melody, thank you for being my guest today and being back with us. By the way, did you know we have to be careful what we say today? Loretta Lynch has just condemned the First Amendment. Did you know about that?
They've been condemning it for a very long time, so.
It's gone full circle now, that political correctness. She's come out with, you know, you cannot talk voter fraud because that's intimidating the voters. That's intimidation at the polls, and we're not allowed to do that. So There you have it.
Reports this, and we've heard these reports before for a long time, where they go in and they vote down the column Republican, and then if you check it at the bottom, the top leader, Trump, was changed to Clinton. Everything else remained the same, and, you know, there's no paper backups on any of these computers and so forth. So those who are going to vote, and I hope it's all the listeners that get out there and vote
this year,
make sure when you're done, make sure that what you pushed is what is being recorded.
You know, they've even done it on paper ballots. I watched a video on that where they have a little chip. So when you darken the little circle on whoever you're voting for or whatever you're voting for, they did a little test. Now, the guy went outside with the chip, so nobody had the chip. He was standing outside holding that chip and guarding that chip. That chip that goes into that machine that counts those votes is given, I guess, by the government, the state or the feds, to the precincts. They don't have that chip. They don't make up that chip. That chip comes to them, and then they insert it in the machine. Okay? So there was like five or six, a half a dozen or so, that were voting on whatever. They just voted on something they made up there in this test. And then they put that in the little machine that takes the paper ballot and counts the paper ballot. And guess what? It wasn't counting them correctly. It was changing them. And that was a paper ballot where you darken in the little circle because the chip was reorganizing the vote. I don't know how else to put it. It was reorganizing the vote. They were amazed. And I don't doubt that that's happening. And if that's happening, where is that coming from? You know, I don't think we need to worry about Russia. I really don't think we need to worry about Russia in our election.
Well, we're going to have to worry about Russia, because if Hillary is elected, no doubt in my mind that there will be a war somewhere. And it seems that they decided to pick the bones with Russia. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, I was thinking this morning, and it just popped into my mind that the attitude, the coolness of the way Clinton's election is being run. There is a degree of, it's almost like she knows something that no one else knows. And I know she had a rally. I hate to call it a rally because, you know, nobody shows. But she was going to have a meeting in Pittsburgh. And they actually were going to have it at the stadium in Pittsburgh. Well, it was changed to a high school gymnasium. You know, and that just goes to show you that there isn't anyone showing up. She certainly is not campaigning like she has any concerns, doesn't really care. And so, to me, that is beginning to be a little, not disturbing, because we all know how this is going to go, you know, either or. But, I mean, it's almost like she knows something. And I guess someone sent me an email this morning talking about they're doing some sort of training, refueling training on F-15s up there in Michigan over the water and so forth. And on these jets, they rarely take them out unless they really need to. Activity has increased over the past couple of days. And it just got me thinking. It's just like, you know, it's you can feel it. This country is ready to explode.
It is.
And I just hope we have good people when, I hate to say when we come out of the rubble, but I hope we have some good leaders, some Christian leaders.
Well, you know, that's what I've
God-fearing men
that
bring us out of the rubble.
That's what I've been looking at, is who's behind the scenes here. Now, we know everybody behind Hillary is corrupt and dirty, and they're criminals. And I don't see that with these that are supporting Trump. Now, maybe I could be wrong, but I see people like Ben Carson and Senator Sessions and Huckabee. I don't think, you know, I don't always agree with Huckabee, but I don't find him evil. I find him a good man. And Falwell and Jeffries. I see those pastors that are standing behind this man. Now, I don't think that that Trump is some great godly man, but I see those men standing behind him, lifting him up in prayer, and I...
We all fall short.
Oh, absolutely. I fall very short. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We have Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with our good friend and sponsor. I started to call you CSC Talk Radio. DGS Coins is Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to DGScoins.com. The office in her, the number in her office, not the office in her number, is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, but she's right here right now, and you can visit with her at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, you and I have talked before, Melody, that it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter who gets in as president, but there is no quick fix. There is no fix, I don't think, for some of what's gone down with this fiat money and how the economy is collapsing. They might, you know, Trump might be able to slow it down. I don't know. You know, Mark Cuban says it's going to get worse. We're going to have a recession, and I kind of have to look at Mark Cuban with my head tilted and go, we're in one now, Mark. Where are you?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no quick fix, so we've got to take care of things at home, and we know that's true. We've kind of drug our feet, but I think people would like to know, you know, not everybody's got a lot of money, obviously, what they can do to make things better, and you're not a financial advisor. She's a trader and a seller of coins, of gold and silver, and we believe that that is a good way to have security. And so let's talk about that a little bit, because things are just not looking too good.
No, it isn't. And, you know, I'm not a financial planner. I can't give advice, but I do have an opinion. And I will give an honest opinion on any type of an investment out there. And, you know, I can help people think. You know, we can ask questions. We can, you know, brainstorm with their what they have, what's suitable for them. And I think that's happened so often. People go astray in their own portfolios because they don't look to what is suitable for them. You get caught up in all types of promotions and promises and deals and so forth. And yet you have to, is that really good for you? And certainly we all enjoy going to Las Vegas. We all enjoy gambling a little bit, you know, with just that little temptation, I guess, you know.
I've not done that. I went to Las Vegas one time. I got to tell a little story, and I think my listeners have heard it. I went there with Sheriff Richard Mack. It's been several years back, and we walked through the casino. And I, the next morning when I was on the air, I said, "You know what? There's a lot of angels here because I was hearing a lot of bells. I don't think anybody got it, but every time,
Merry Christmas, yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah, there's lots of angels in Las Vegas, but."
But yeah, I mean, but the point is, you know, so when it does come down to investing and protecting what you have, and we are in for a rough road financially. We are in a recession. We haven't come out of the many recessions that we've had. The only way that it looked like the illusion that they've created, we didn't come out of these recessions with hard work and true prosperity. We came out of the recessions that we've had in the past by debt. Programs and corporations borrowed money and programs were created and interest rates were lowered. All these incentives were there to have corporations and individuals go deeper in debt in order to bring us out of these so-called recessions. So we never really came out of any recession that we've had for the last 30, 40 years.
You know, they bail out the bankers and they bail out some of these big mega businesses and corporations, but when are they going to bail out the American people? Never. They're never going to bail you out. You know, they throw a $600.
They need the American people to bail out the corporations and the banks.
They need us. They seriously need us. And so they are afraid that the people are going to rise up and say, you know what, we're going to take our republic back and we're done with this mess. But, you know, they'll throw an insult. And I have always felt this was an insult, and I know that it started in a Republican administration. But when they talk about sending a $600 stimulus check to the American people, what a slap in the face. Get out there and spend it, and, you know, let's stimulate the economy while you're dead broke.
Well, then, even then, we weren't in $20 trillion in debt either. And
no.
If you add all our unfunded liabilities in there, we're much, much higher.
Absolutely.
And for Social Security, for older people and so forth, if Clinton gets elected, we already know. I mean, she's a big Wall Streeter. She has a strong allegiance to Wall Street. And you know whoever she picks for Treasury Secretary, the one man's name, Tony Jans, has been floating around. You know, they're gonna create a one system for your investments. All your investments will be just turned over to Wall Street and allow them to do whatever you want. She loves Wall Street. They'll privatize Americans' retirement savings. Even your Social Security, I mean, they're all bankrupt thanks to her husband. He helped. And the only way he was able to budget, or balance the budget was, you know, stealing from Social Security. I mean, he wasn't the only one. He's probably the biggest one and the most modern one to do it.
And I could be wrong, and maybe one of my listeners will correct me, but I believe that's when it started. I believe that's when they started.
We always knew it would be underfunded because with the baby boomers, there just wasn't enough. I mean, you know.
Right.
We knew it was going to go defunct sooner or later, but he just helped it along to make it sooner than later. You know, so... But the whole system, And I agree with you. I think if Trump gets elected, it's still a long road.
Well, the same people that he's fighting right now in Congress, if they're elected, are going to be the same people he's going to have to fight, Republicans and Democrats, as president.
Yeah.
And the only way I can see him overcoming this is to constantly come back to the American people. He cannot do it alone. And I keep giving that DC switchboard number out to the listeners because it is up to us. It's one man cannot do it. We the people have got to stand behind him. And if Hillary gets elected, we've got to stand against her, and we've got to still light up those phones. We have got to be involved. My opinion.
Well, I don't think the Republicans are going to hold their positions. And if she gets in there and you get Democrats in there, I mean, she's going to have a blank check to go and do whatever she wants to do.
Yes.
And I think that is part of their plan because I'll tell you what, you don't see hardly any news. Maybe a little now, but prior to October, you didn't hear anything about local elections. Very little. Not in the key states. And I do believe Missouri is a key state.
Right, and I've been taking some heat because I am against Roy Blunt, who is our Republican, but he has voted against the things when they counted. Now, you know how they put those votes up, and they'll vote for or against something, and then they'll say, well, I had to vote that way because of such and such. But when push came to shove, and it was the final decision on Planned Parenthood, he voted to fund it, not to defund it. On Obamacare, he voted to keep it funded, not to defund it. And, you know, he voted the omnibus bill. He has always voted to spend against the Missourian people. And we have a third-party man running right now, and I'm actually endorsing him, Fred Ryman. Whether he can make it or not, I don't, you know, I know that Roy Blunt has not been our friend. So I'm kind of the bad guy on that one.
Well, I mean, sometimes you have to vote, you know, your conscience and so forth, and you know, and he's just one of them. So, but we do have a long road to haul.
Yes.
And regardless of the election, we still have, and I think we're going to see either or, we're going to see violence in this country. I believe if Clinton gets elected, we're going to be going to war sooner than later.
Mm.
If Trump gets elected, they're just going to let the markets crash immediately. And so, you know, it's not going to be a fun road. And I don't know why, for some reason, they've tied everything to the election. And, you know, they can blame the election. They've created a situation. And there's going to be fallout no matter who gets elected. It just depends on, you know, what type of fallout we get. So, and I do think we're at a peak at a moment in time, where things are going to start unraveling very quickly. I mean, you can read comment after comment about, all these hedge funds and, I mean, everybody knows. I mean, it's more likely that the stock market is going to be crashing very soon than for it to be going higher. I mean, everyone knows. And everybody's just waiting to see what that catalyst is. I mean, you got, you know, 30 catalysts I could sit here and name that could, you know, start the ball rolling. But and that's how close we are.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
That's how close we are.
We're going into a break, and I've got a caller holding wants to talk to you. So we'll go to David in Tennessee when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have Melody Cederstrom on the line with me today. She is with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Give her a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or give her a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann and David will be right back.
Thank you. Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor to the show. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. The office number, write this down and keep it close at hand. The office number for Discount Gold and Silver Trading with Melody Cederstrom is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. To visit with her today on this hour, it's 877-895-5410. And we have David from Tennessee with a question for you, Melody. David, how are you today?
Better at the night as a roof. So thank you for your time, Beth and Beth Ann and Melody.
Thank you.
There's a saying, the best time to plant a tree is 100 years ago, and the second best time is today. I wish I'd started buying gold and silver decades ago, but it is what it is. And I have a very small amount of paycheck left each pay period. Can you suggest a plan for buying gold and silver on a slow, steady basis?
The key is making the commitment to do so. And, I mean, we don't have any minimums here. It has to be cost-effective for you, you know, depending on the small amount. It has to be cost-effective for you. So it does depend on that small amount. If you do something locally, you just have to be careful in what you purchase. You have to know, and I'd be happy to help you. But, I mean, yeah, we sell small orders. I don't do this a lot, but I do it for some clients. They just send me their money. They buy silver eagles, and after we've, you know, received enough to ship out two tubes or three tubes, we go ahead and do that. You know, so that way you just send us your funds. I don't do any automatic deductions or anything like that. I don't make any special buys. You hear these programs, these dealers will say, well, you know, we gather up all your money, and then on the 15th of the month, we'll make a buy for everybody, and we get to save you money. Well, that's really not true. You know, because you really don't know, you know, what price you're actually using, and maybe the price was lower or it could be high. I mean, you just don't know. And there usually isn't that much of a savings with large buys because there's so little markup in silver. So I mean, it's just a, you know, and that's just a pitch, and they do automatic deductions, and I don't do that. But if you want to send me your funds, we'll set up an account for you, and you just, you know, keep sending the money, and we can send something out when you get enough. If you shop locally, if you go to your local stores, just be careful what you buy.
David, do you have her phone number written down there so you can call her after the show there in the office?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think that's probably what you need to do.
There are things that you can do. So it's a savings account. Gold and silver is a savings account. But you have to make the commitment to do so.
Yes. Well, that sounds very helpful. Thank you very much. And my wife and I will be giving you a call soon.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
And
go ahead. Okay. David's like many of our listeners that we're not an abundance of money. You know, we're on a pretty tight shoestring budget, and, you know, we just have to make a commitment, as Melody said. We have, she's taken offense to something we said. We have Pat from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Hi, what an offense. I think one of you mentioned that because of the number of baby boomers that it wasn't enough, but the truth is the Democrats stole it. They just put it. Yeah. IOUs there, and Ron Paul sent, oh, I can't remember who, a tube with a penny in it one time, and he said, this is more than is in the Social Security Trust Fund, quote, unquote. And the Republicans in 93 promised they would set up a fund only that the Social Security would stay in Social Security, and they lied.
Yeah. Really? You think they're lying?
Well,
the issue is you're absolutely correct, but we were correct too. The issue is they have been dipping into it and stealing it. But when you have more people collecting, which is what's happening now that the baby boomers are of retirement age, you've got more people collecting than who actually put in, the numbers won't jive. So we do have an issue of an overbalance there in that respect.
I think it's a lot more people claiming disability, Social Security, who are not really disabled.
Well, that's true.
There's a lot of corruptness. The system is corrupt. And you're right. There's all those IOUs in there. And I didn't mean to blame the baby boomers. Baby boomers get blamed for everything.
Yes, we do.
But, I mean, the program was just like everything else government does. They set up these programs, and they're all designed to fail because they can't run the programs properly. And plus, you have a fiat currency, so the program in itself didn't keep up with inflation. And you have a group of people that, you know, I hear comments from people my age, their parents, they actually are getting more out of the system big time than they ever put in. And you know, so it's just not, you know, it's just the whole system is designed to fail. And that's what we're experiencing now. All systems now are failing. And it all goes back to our currency. It all goes back to our monetary policy. I mean, if we didn't take us off the gold standard, we wouldn't have the corruption that we have today. So because gold was a barometer, things had to be balanced. They couldn't spend. They were curtailed. They had to be somewhat responsible. Sure, I'm sure there was a little bit of corruption, but nothing to what we see today. And so, again, it goes right back to our currency, our monetary policy.
Well, I'm in a bad mood today, so I am going to go.
Another question, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Has anybody kind of plotted how these polls are going? You know, Donald Trump's up, gold drops, and price of gold drops. I think something good for somebody to look
at. Okay, I'm not quite. I didn't quite understand that, but I wanted to say on Social Security that it was fixed in the first place because we were lied to at the get-go when they started Social Security. I'm one of those baby boomers. I'm one of those old enough that I have the card that says this cannot be used for identification. And every time you go somewhere, they want your Social Security number. Well, why do they want your Social Security number? For identification. They planned on dipping into it when they started it. They planned, it's a theft, and that's what they planned to do then. Worry about our savings accounts.
We wouldn't need Social Security if they didn't give us a fiat currency.
Well, there
we
you
wouldn't
go.
Need it.
There
we
you
wouldn't
go.
Need Social Security. You know, and that's the whole, and that's what people, you know, they could have done a temporary system in order to help the people, you know, during the Depression. It could have been a short-term type of a situation. But now, I mean, with the rate of inflation that we have, and our dollar buying less and less, you know, it has corrupted the whole system. Everything is going to fail. And this is what we're experiencing now. We're beginning to see these failures. I mean, I said yesterday on our program, once they took us off the gold standard, they initially finished it in the early 70s with Nixon. But, I mean, once they confiscated our gold and started to go on that path of a fiat currency, you can write history. You know what history is going to provide. You know the beginning and you know the end. The end is the collapse of our system. And this is what we're experiencing now. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. We look at history. We know that every civilization that has tried fiat currencies, every time a country has tried fiat currencies, it has failed. This is no different. The only difference is the length of time that Washington has been able to keep the system going, and it's all through debt, and it's the creation of this new debt, which is it's the destruction of this country. We've paid, you know, through taxes, through investments, through Wall Street. I mean, they're using our money to destroy this country.
And we're going we're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Our sponsor is our guest today, and we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has
has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. You know, Melody, we're in the final segment already of today's show. It just goes so, so fast. I want to start talking, concentrating a little bit more. As we were going in that break, we were talking about the taxes. And we are taxed out the wazoo, if I'm allowed to say that on the air. And
let me check with Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, we'll have to check with her. No, I don't trust her. I don't trust her at all. Maybe I could meet her on the tarmac, you know, on the car, you know, after I get off a plane or something. Anyway, you know, even Hillary Clinton, it's not enough yet. They're going to keep taking money because they can't think of enough ways to do it. But now 65%, that's what Hillary wants to take, 65% of your inheritance tax or death tax or whatever you call it. When you're dead, they're going to take 65% of it, and your family doesn't deserve that. But I want to encourage my listeners to do savings, to get out of debt, to have the gold and silver back up, to make that your, as you say, don't be scared, be prepared. I kind of felt like when I did my opening, it was almost doom and gloom. I'm not a doom and gloomer, and neither is Melody. We just believe in being prepared. And so I want to talk about that a little bit more, give you a number more, and I hope your lines light up this afternoon and the rest of this week, that people need to be making precautions. They need to be taking steps to do something. I know we all talk about it, just like, you know, our gentleman David was saying, you know, I've meant to do this for a long time, and now here we are, and this is what we have. How many times have we done that, whether it's saving for the kids' college or whatever it is? You think you're going to do that, next thing you know, they're in college, and you haven't done it. So we have to do that, and I want to talk a little bit more about how we can be more prepared.
Well, I mean, certainly. I mean, there's all kinds of preparedness we need to do because it is coming, folks. And I do believe we're going to see an extended amount of violence, social unrest in this country. And it's coming, and it's something that we've known for a very long time. We're just a day closer to it. And I think when it comes to being prepared, you just have to be careful with who you and what you purchase when it comes to gold and silver. And I wanted to share an experience with a listener. He's a client of mine and a listener to your program.
Good.
And he called me, and he wanted to share his experience. And I thank him for it because it's difficult. Because, you know, he ended up knowing that he didn't make a wise decision. And then that's difficult to, you know, call someone else and share the experience. And so I do thank him. And this helps the rest of the listeners to make sure that you don't fall into the same trap. And it was in regards to an IRA. Mm. There are precious metals IRA. I think I talked on this program about not taking the and getting involved in the companies that offer the physical delivery of your precious metals when you're doing an IRA, a self-directed IRA. I just think you're asking for trouble. And he did go with this one firm, and they talked him into purchasing the silver, and it was a lot of silver. It was a large account. They were selling, they sold him 2 ounce rounds, and they sold it to him by the pound. So when you're dealing with the pound, it sounds like a great deal. But when you figure it out, what he was charged per ounce, it was, let me just put it this way, he would have been able to purchase a lot more ounces had he not gone that route. So things can sound very attractive, and you just have to be very careful, because a lot of these firms, some of these firms that you think are bigger and better, they're really not. They have a bunch of salespeople. They have pits. They call them pits, where, you know, they're just in there to you know, sell you whatever they can at whatever price that they can. The more they sell, the higher the price that they sell the product, the more commissions that they make. So again, they don't have your best interest at heart. They have their interest at heart. So he has the silver. He is protected. But I would have offered different recommendations. He would have been able to get greater product. And again, the moral behind this story is you don't buy anything by poundage. You know, you just don't, because it's just too difficult to figure out. And it always sounds like you're, oh, well, that's a lot of poundage. Well, yes, it is. But figure it out by ounce, and you'll realize you're not getting what you should be getting. So I thank him, and he wanted me to share that experience.
Well, glad you did. I think, you know, it's new to so many people, and they don't understand. And, you know, I'm one of those. I mean, it's new to me. I have you. I've had you for a little while. But it is something that's foreign to me. I'm not the expert at it. You are. And you've been doing it a very, very long time. We are about down to a minute and a half. Do you have a special package or something you want to share with the listeners today?
Well, I've been running a little package all week long, a couple of weeks on my program. It's brilliant uncirculated peace dollars, a tube of those. You get 20 of them, and a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. It includes your shipping costs, and it's all for $710. And those prices were figured before gold and silver started to move back up. So these are really good prices, and they're beautiful, beautiful peace dollars, brilliant uncirculated, 20 of those, and a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, $710, and that includes your shipping costs.
Okay. And I want to tell my listeners, I lost my help on my website. So the one old package that you put up, that I put up there for you a long time ago, hasn't been changed because I had a volunteer. My volunteer has finally got a job. So I haven't been able to change that. So I want to let my listeners know, don't hold Melody to that, because I'm working on another volunteer that might help me get that
changed. If we can, we will.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
But I wanted to explain why it's still there and it hasn't been changed. And that's the reason, because I don't know how to do that. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't find a good web person either. So if you find one, let me know. I was trying to update my website, and it's been a very difficult process.
It is. I mean, we're doing so many other things. It's hard to put that techie hat on, isn't it? Well, you know, I'm going to find a volunteer. We're going to get it done. One of these days, it's going to be something else. Maybe we can hire somebody together and pay halvies.
Maybe.
Maybe that'd be an idea. I don't know. I think they're kind of like artists. They're a little bit difficult to get along with sometimes. My volunteer was not difficult. He just got a job and he's busy. We're out of time, Melody. Thank you so much. I want to give your number again, and I want to give your website. Check things out at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. If you can't remember that, go to my website, which is CSC Talk Radio, and just click on the icon on the right-hand side. Put this number down for DGS Coins, Melody Cederstrom. That's 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. This is for you, but it also helps support the show when you take care of my sponsors. Thank you, Melody, so much for all that you
Thank
do
you.
As we work together to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.